Hi there and welcome to another episode of Song and a Chat with your host Pete Pascoe. Looking forward to this episode as always. This one is going to be The Setting Sun. And it's pretty cool. I just wasn't sure what I was doing at all. Those of you who have been here for some time following these episodes know that I just randomly pick out the song. So it's good fun doing it that way. Flicked open the book, The Setting Sun. Hey. Well, that's a good idea. I haven't done that. Well, why haven't I done that? That song has been sort of sitting there for a while. Okay, here we are. Time to roll some music. The intro music. Here we go. Yeah, welcome to another episode of Song and a Chat with your host, Pete Pascoe. That'll be me. This is the podcast where I endeavor to put you in the shoes of a songwriter. Hey, you hear that sound? I'm recording. I went outside and just got that. That's here in Melbourne, out in the Mornington Peninsula, and throughout Melbourne, really, there's a big crickets, and I'll just roll that again. Hang on, this was it. So just a disclaimer, here it goes. Oh, there we are. I'm recording the episode a little bit earlier in the day. It's not sunset yet. It's on its way, and that's the noise out in the city, the massive crickets. They're full on, so if you hear that coming in, or I'm a little distracted a little bit, that's what it is. All right, been a busy week. My weeks are busy, that's the way it is. Just playing through the chords there. Setting the Sun. Gonna give it a go in a minute. Been a while, and gonna enjoy it. I was just thinking there, speaking of distracted, no piano students this week. Woo, because as much as I enjoy that, and it is such a, very lucky to be doing that. Good also to be on school holidays where there isn't any piano teaching, and I've been flat out mixing some albums. Very excited about that. More on that later. Let's get back in time now. Get in the zone, Peter. I see this was written in 2013. Now, just to get a bit of context, I know exactly where we were in Sandringham in Melbourne, and I'm just going to flick backwards and forwards to the song either side. Yeah, I was in a fairly sort of serious state of mind about the world. There's bigger pictures at the time. There's a song called Fair New Day, which was a podcast episode. Also song released. You can check it out on Bandcamp and Spotify or whatever. Music. Lost and Won, also out and about. So there were songs either side of this one. And The Simple Truth. So yeah, The Setting Sun. Been on the run like an apple-stealing boy. Been wound up like a child's toy, but I've kept it together. Something's not feeling right. Don't know now whether to stop somewhere tonight. So, put that back up there. Sounds like an artist on the move to me. Something like that. Art of some sort, stealing apples. It is very, very good fun writing a song. So, as I say, anyway, back in time now with me. Feeling like I was just, must have been reading the paper a bit much, I think. There was an article about me in the paper. Well, not about me in the paper. I spoke about the art centre market in the city is going to be closing down in June. Wow, there you go. So that big change from Melbourne. We've known for a while. Not big surprise. But I really hope someone else picks up the market and moves it somewhere else in the CBD. And anyway, that's sort of a... Everything changes, eh? I think that's for real, yeah. Where are we going? I think probably just leaping in there and sort of rolling the demo might be the idea. I had in mind, that I might sing and play it, but on a whim, I just did a search of the hard drive and this demo came up. So, here we go. Let's see what happens, eh? The Setting Sun, rolling.
Been on the run like an apple-stealing boy. Been wound up like a child's toy. I kept it together right now. Something's not feeling right. Don't know where to stop. Somewhere tonight. To see my many places, seven different bands. To fill this cup but no one understands. I'm on the brink of a new dimension. Maybe having a dream. Did I mention? The setting sun. sounds just a green line to light up. But something's telling me people see the world as a storm of threats. I said, we need to rebuild, but we better start it, yeah. Feeling too much fear, but use and use, and it's driving me to tears. Like the setting
Okay, there you go. Setting Sun. Man, that was a pretty intense kind of a demo, wasn't it? A couple of things about that. I have run this by the band, and I presume that's why I recorded the demo. And it didn't quite get off with the band, and I think get up off the ground. I think perhaps part of the reason was, here's the thing, tempo, people. That wasn't a bad tempo if you wanted to really cut loose and get a happening version like the solo piano man, I guess, live with a lot of energy. When you have other instruments or you're expecting other instrumentation to be involved, just going at a more appropriate tempo for the instruments might be the idea. And you can get across a lot more sort of... a clearer picture of what you're trying to achieve anyway. And so maybe that's one of the reasons it didn't quite go with the band. And there was a bit of a hiccup there. I was having a smile when it rolled to a stop. When I went into that change, we'll get into later this. I hadn't realised, I think I was going about 3,000 miles an hour trying to go into the half time there, which is about quarter time. Anyway, that's the trick you can do. So there we go, Setting Sun. Let's see where it came from, shall we? Got the book in hand. Looking at song number 590. Okay, written by myself in 2013. Some of the lyrics were a bit hard to catch, weren't they? Been on the run like an apple-stealing boy. Got that. Kind of an interesting image. I'm not quite sure where that came from, but if you're going to run, you've just stealed an apple. Might be an idea. Oh, it comes to mind. I've got to share this. When I was younger and very silly, have I told you this tale? I'll tell it anyway, just in case. Again, don't think so. I was walking down a track in New Zealand close to a river because I was going to go fishing. And I had a mate with me, and we were very young, very silly, and had a great big Granny Smith apple. You know, those big green ones in my hand. And we're walking past a few houses, and the last one, there was a bloke asleep in his chair. You could see him in the window, clear as bell, fairly burly, sort of a bloke. He's my brain and more, I suppose. But he was in front of his TV, fast asleep. I looked up, and I spied he had a tin corrugated roof. Yeah, Granny Smith. So I said to my mate Chris, who's pretty straight, mate, hey, buddy, watch this. He said, no, don't. Too late. I had hurled that apple with all my might right up into the air. And I used to play a bit of cricket back in the day, had a reasonable arm as a youngster. And yeah, kaboom! Man, and from our vantage point just behind this tree, we saw this guy leap up out of his chair like he'd been, you know, electrocuted. And he barely, it was like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, check that out, for instance. His feet were moving before he got to the floor and straight to the door. Mate, we took off down the track. Hey, there's down a car track, I think, down to the river. He started his car up, some, you know, V8 car. He came charging down behind us. We leapt over this bit of grass and tree. I don't know whether he saw us or what, but we sat down and threw the line in. This guy leapt out. Come with that. You little buggy. Beep, 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 beeps. You threw something on my roof just now. We're like, you know, truthful Pete Pascoe. No, no, what do you mean? You did. I think I saw you just jump over the bank. You threw something on my roof. Man, we're having kittens at this stage. You have to go and do the washing. And, mistaken. Maybe further on down the track. Really, we heard a noise. You know, hear a bang? Yeah, I wonder what that was. Yeah. This guy gave us a very doubtful look. Big scowl. Leaned forward a little bit and went back to his car. Drove on down the track a bit. Then we heard him reverse and head on home. So there you go. Young and silly. Maybe. Maybe that was what it was about, because I can tell you what, I was on the run. Anyway, back to 2024, Peter. That was back in goodness knows when, in New Zealand, in Taupo, New Zealand. Been wound up like a child. Get back on track, Peter, on topic. I don't mind wandering, it's good fun. Been on the run like an apple-stealing boy chick. Been wound up. I feel a bit wound up now after that, like a child's toy. Maybe that's where the energy came from, yeah, that you wind up the spring, yeah. But I've kept it together, but something's not feeling right. I don't know whether to stop somewhere tonight. At this stage, I was sort of like, I was envisaging a movie. That's where these words were coming from, and there was absolutely some of me in there. What did I say about being distracted? Is that a helicopter? It is. We'll just give it a chopper. Yep, good on you. Roger that. Don't know whether to stop somewhere tonight. And that was my opening gambit. Right. How's that chopper? Don't you? Man, we are surrounded by noise, aren't we? Bizarre. You see my mate? He plays in several different bands. To fill his cup. No one understands. I'll try that again. To fill his cup. But no one understands. Radio. I was thinking about Paul Dredge in New Zealand, playing in several different bands at that stage. I don't know about several different, but Paul has the ability to play different styles, and I imagined him also in a movie, you know, doing, he likes jazz, very good jazz exponent, played bass, I think, for Bullfrog Rata at that stage, blues exponent of New Zealand, and a covers band with friends of ours, and perhaps some solo gigs. So a bit of gigging going on there for Digger, I think, at that particular point in time. And I had him in my mind as part of the movie. We're almost inseparable when it comes to music. It's the wildest thing. Sure, we have our own solo projects and whatnot, but there's been a long time bond, and it's a great thing. Just finishing the mix of the album this week. Very exciting. Okay, you see my mate? Well, way off track. He plays in several different bands. To fill his cup, but no one understands. Just no one understands. I'm on the brink of a new dimension. Or maybe having a drink. Did I mention? Something that's kind of funny. Yeah, I'm on the brink of an artist breakthrough. Or anyway, I'm on the verge of having a drink and falling over. And did I mention the crux, the setting sun? I didn't know I was writing about it till then, right? So, here we go. The setting sun is just a green light. A green light, I wasn't expecting that to light up, but something is telling me. So that's talking about a few things. The setting sun heading to the dark to light up is sort of a form of escapism. Yep, something illicit perhaps. And something is telling me people see the world as a storm of threats. I say we just need to rebuild. And we've barely started yet. The setting sun. So I'm talking there, taking a step back and looking at the worldview. Very straightforward, isn't it? Yeah. I think people are hurting and not in their own, but some people are hurting and disappearing into a bit of a haze and living in fear. Yeah, a storm of threats, the world. And, man, you listen to the news, you got a storm of threats, all right. But home, got the crickets. I got another bit of recording from the other night I'm going to play after this too, just to calm things down a little. And we've barely started yet rebuilding. Rebuilding, bringing people together. That's what I was thinking. Okay, here we go. Verse 2. Some are quick out of the blocks. I actually just sang, we're out of the blocks. And I thought, I think that worked, yeah? So we can edit as we go. I was going like a rocket. So rather than some are quick out of the blocks, I mean, we're out of the blocks. Like who? Like Mr. Einstein. He was pretty quick. Or was he? I think I read somewhere that Mr. Einstein, I'm talking about the Albert Einstein, I'm not sure whether he talked as a kid until fairly late, like 6 or 7. I may be entirely wrong on that. Check your facts. I might just do that later on. Anyway, but out of the blocks, like very ahead of his time in terms of thinking and that open-minded, something's telling me we'll be just fine. So I'm turning it around. That's the way I tend to work with my lyric content of my songs. To bring it, make it sort of more uplifting. We'll get it together. You know, very positive, you know. Somebody's telling me we'll be just fine. We'll get it together. But right now, we're feeling too much fear. I was just saying, yeah. This news ain't news. It's driving me to tears. So that was sort of reflecting on the fact how many, yeah, a couple of hundred years, 300 years, been feeling this way, reading a book about a short book on the history of the world I mentioned recently. Good book. And as a kid, 200 or 300 years, saying, well, that's ancient news, 400 years, man, that's ancient news. Well, let me tell you something. As you go through your life a bit, 100 years isn't really that long. And what humanity, how we've evolved and what we've got up to in terms of evolution and countries evolving, people evolving and thoughts and complexity of thought, and everything interacting and, you know, making new recipes of worldviews and stuff. It's incredible how quickly things have progressed and how they are increasing in speed as well. So that's sort of, yeah, that's what I'm talking about there. The setting sun, yep, there's been a lot of weather lately. Interesting line there from 2013 about the, you know, global warming style of thing. We've just begun. It's driving me to tears. Okay, let's put the words back up there. That's what I had to work with, right? When, when I sat down to write the music. For verily, this was a words first, music second sort of a song. And I remember not coming up with this. Up the octave. That's the riff. Oh no, when I read it, been on the run like an apple stealing boy. This guy's on the run. Okay, straightforward chord, where are we going to go? C. Been on the run like an apple stealing boy. Wound up like a child's toy. We kept it together right now. So now I'm feeling right. So it wasn't till right. Got that so spooky A minor, yeah? But then back in there. And don't know whether to stop. Somewhere tonight, and I did stop on stop. The first verse came as quick as that, yeah? Probably must have been a bit wound up like that child's toy, I think, and out it came. And I think it worked, and I think it was strong, and here's why. Because they're very simple chords, you know? All you need are three chords. And what I just played there were the major chords of the C scale. If you learn an instrument like keyboard, they're the ones you're going to learn. No black notes. C chord, F chord, G chord. And I snuck in a minors, and then I got back out of there. All right. What was I doing as I did that? Where did that melody come from? Well, I can tell you straight up, it wasn't one of the world's most startlingly good melodies in terms of beauty. But I think it did the job in terms of a rock and roll shouter. You know, it's a little bit like rock and roll, that start. It really is. So where was I? In the middle of the range, starting up on a higher C. So a bit of energy, yeah? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So without that bass, which gives it a context, I'll talk about that again just in a second, but the melody, this. Yeah, not the world's greatest, but as soon as you give it a context, I talk about with my piano students whom I'm not teaching this week, like what's the most important part of the song? Melody? Yeah, I agree there. That's all important. Actually, let's just take it back a step. Each element is incredibly important, but if you had to take something away and be left with something, I think the melody would all agree. Yeah, that'd be the one. And then I think next is the bass note. All right, so here's just the bass goes. Not incredibly interesting, but the melody of the bass, that's in line. So with the two, yeah, better. And then it gets it across. Good feeling to start like that. It is absolutely, as a writer of a book, I'd imagine I've done a little bit of writing and I've really enjoyed that. And it is kind of a strangest thing when you are writing from a place which I say would say is your voice. You think it'd be, I don't know, ooh, look at me, I just did that. But it's a little bit like you're in awe in a way of what's just happened, because it's sort of a voice from somewhere inside of you when you're writing like that. And it's like this too. There's a real, I don't know, it's an agreement, isn't it? I think as a writer, you're in agreement with some creative force. And when it comes through, it's pretty humbling. It's pretty cool. And it takes many forms. And this was the rock and roll one. So did it again, yeah? Seema made it in 7 different bands. To fill a skip, but no one understands. I'm on the brink of a new dimension. And I think I did a riff this. That one that I threw in there just then, I reckon I'd do on the finished album cut. Whenever I do this, it'd be good fun. And maybe having a drink, or did I mention? And that right there, I could hear the whole thing going half time. Nothing else, just that. And I can hear that riff, although I'm playing it on the piano, what I'm hearing is a solid guitar riff. That would be that sort of thing, yeah? Giving a bit of edge, yeah? Okay, then we got the chorus. Setting sun is just a green line. This bit. To light up, but summer's telling me. It's going bigger, isn't it? Going higher, you can hear it. People feel the world as a storm of frets. I say that storm. It's outside my range, but I've gone into, tried to go into more of a falsetto, and I think that would work well. Didn't work quite so well that time, but you know, with a band playing, you just go with it. I've learned this over time. Just not be afraid. And rather than transposing the song, which I talked about last week on Count on Love, if I transpose down that song to get Storm in my range, the rest of the energy would be coming down. So it's been on the run. They'll be like, been on the run like an apple stealing boy. You're not on the run, but are you wandering around? Yeah. Been on the run, on the run. It's where it needs to be, yeah? I think so. Like a storm. So that, try that again. That. People see me as a storm of threats. I say, see me? See the world as a storm of threats, yeah. I say we just need to rebuild. But we've barely started, yeah. And by design, I could hear it going back into that guitar riff. So it's one of those songs, very pleasant to have. How does it feel to write a song? We talk about how it feels. Very pleasant to have written this on the piano, because, boy, I see it as a guitar-driven rock band one. So I might just have to run it by the band again, or perhaps Paul. What do you think? Do you get any good folk rocky version of it? Could do. Better finish the album we're doing first, but so close to that finished mix. It's bizarre. Paul and I, just want to go on this down this path for just a moment. Paul and I in separate countries have been for a while, Australia and New Zealand, but the songwriting, recording, fully all go. and we bounce tracks backwards and forwards. So no matter where you are in the world, if you want to look for someone to songwrite with, don't let your geographical position, where you are in the world, hold you back. You can always get around stuff and limitations in the studio, instrument, don't let it hold you back. Go with what you got and enjoy what you do. That's what I do. And I was enjoying that so much, I went straight into the bridge. No words. Because there was so much other words. And I'm just going to let the music tell the story. Ba, 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 ba. Yeah? Back in there. At the end, a couple of outro sort of thing over the top. Imagine that the singer basically nutting off with a band are seriously just doing the riff. Yeah, the sit-down sound, been a lot of weather lately. Come off the top of the head, tongue, top of the head, been a lot of weather lately, tried to say there. We've just begun driving me to. And right then, after I'd done the whole thing, I had that idea. Tears. First time to G, and then the same thing. This time, a bit of variety. And I had in mind the piano would do that. And over that, the guitar solo-ish. Not solo, but, you know, noodling on the guitar. Could build into something really, really cool. Where did that come from? A couple of ideas was the half time, like when I said half time before, that was saying like, been on the run like an African boy, said, and the sat down song sort of goes to half time feel. And the same, I hang on to that, come up the idea. I think it probably is where that half time riff at the end came from. And the word setting sun, yeah, you could have singer going there. It's a sat down song. Setting sun, and you get the harmonies on there. If you wanted to, less is more. Maybe just sing it once and let the instruments take it out to, you know, a place of reflection for what I've just sort of done. That's the way I tend to roll as a songwriter. I offer something and then perhaps a bit of counterpoint. Yeah, like saying, "Oh man, it's a heavy scene." I mean, I can't read my words from that far away, but you know, we're saying the storm of threats. But then things like, "We'll get it together." You know, if you're just feeling too much fear, it's all right. We'll get it together. And so musically, up, 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 and then place of reflection. All right. Speaking of up, 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 a change of energy. If you tuned into last week's one, Count on Love, very peaceful, that sort of thing. The energy I've realized I've had for this episode has absolutely come from the song. It's an incredible thing, the power of music and words. It can really, really drastically change your mood. Speaking of changes of mood, come back with me just the other night. Change in seasons happened, and I went outside and this was going on. Here we go. Nice, eh? Yeah. It was after the rain front had really hit. Insects were singing. There's my mate, one of my mates, the frogs, yeah. He lives a lonely life. He's got friends with frogs out the back. Really enjoy having the frogs around the house. And I talked all over it, but you heard the rain. That is such a healing sound, isn't it? It is for Australia when you get the dried, parched earth. Man, it was dry around here. We live on the outskirts of the country. And just there were 3 or 4 days there, about 40 degrees, which is pretty hot. I mean, you know, it's going to make your salad wilt, isn't it? It does the same thing to your grass and your trees. All the leaves fall off your trees like autumn. And it's a very harsh environment. So when that rain happens like that, see, it's a soothing thing. It's really nice. Makes me want to write some soothing music now. And maybe that's what this is. Yeah. You know what? You could have a nice Hammond D organ on there. gospel sort of thing. Speaking of healing. Yeah, I think I'd be inclined to do that. That's my way. All right, hope that gives you an idea of where a song can come from. By no means is this podcast a How to Write a Song by Pete Paskett. No, it's basically, I'll never tell you that, how to write a song. But I'm sharing some ideas about how I go about it and really enjoying doing this. Can't tell you how much I am enjoying it. It's been like a online gig. Speaking of gigging, I got a gig coming up. Craig can get the old repertoire together. Yes, I'm getting back out there doing a covers gig for a change. Got approached that. Yeah, why not? I need something to replace that market income in the city. I've been doing that on Sundays for some years, and that's fine. Everything changes. Might have sold a few paintings, might have sold 3 paintings yesterday at the market. Big ones, meter and a half. And that felt really great. Why did it feel great? Well, okay, good for the bank account, good for the family, great for the people buying it. It brings out it satisfies a few things for me. The entertainer in myself, having the paintings at the market, they're big and they catch the eye in a good way. And it's lovely. And the people are so wrapped to have backed themselves to make a decision. There's an emotional moment where they make that they're all my babies, these albums. There we are, just jumped to music there, a bit confused. Sure, all the songs are my babies, for sure. And all the paintings are the same way. You what? Well, they're easy to let go of when they go into a good home. And no one ever buys a seascape painting unless there's this, an emotional involvement and investment of themselves to connect with it and go, yes, I want that in my home to look at day after day. And see, that makes me feel good. Now, I think the same thing happens with a song. There's this emotional connection that can happen, but it takes investment. It's not as easy as looking at a painting. Painting's instant. Yes, you can find more details over time. Yeah, but it's just, is the painting good? Yeah. Nah. Yeah. Yeah. Is the song good? Oh, hang on, I'll let you know after I've heard it like 5 times in a row nearly, because it's 3 minutes and 24 seconds. And yeah, I can like bits of the song. So where I'm going here is, thanks so much for investing the time with me for this episode. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to invest more of your time listening to more of my music, the music like I've recorded and released by myself, solo stuff, with Paul Dredge and with the Patient Hum guys, I get a lot of music online and a lot of art. If you're enjoying all this and want to sign up to my email list, I'd love that. You can do that via my website at www.petepaskett.com. If you've enjoyed the episode, please do leave a favourable review. That would help me immensely. Share it around. And there's plenty more coming up where this came from. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in. Catch you next time. This is Pete Paskett signing out. Bye-bye.